www.ANNutrition.org.
Well, good morning, everybody. My name is Cameron Steele.
I'm Lucia Minetti-Steele.
And, of course, we are the hosts of this wonderful program
called Contact Talk Radio.
Every Monday through Friday at the same time.
Yeah.
So I hope everybody's had such a great week. Today is Friday. The weekend is upon us.
Friday. It's Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday, Lucia.
Woohoo! This okay. is great. Everybody, yeah. You get a rest. Have fun tonight.
Well, I have to tell you, I was up at 5:30 this morning, and what a sky.
I could
see the brightest planet that's close to our planet right now, Venus.
Mm-hmm.
Huge, and it was amazingly
bright.
Tell us
about it, because I was sleeping.
As I know you were. I was up having my tea. I could see Venus and Mars.
Oh,
beautiful, beautiful sight to see.
You're a stargazer from way back.
I know. I love the stars.
And you really do feel that we're an experiment gone bad, aren't you?
Yes, we're just an experiment that's gone bad, and it's up to us to change that experiment.
That's right. It's all about using our ability for positive change.
That's right. Making positive change in our lives. Which we do on a daily basis.
That's right. And that's what we're here to do today.
That's right. To make positive changes in our life. I just want to tell the folks that this Sunday we have the show to do from 6 to 8 o'clock.
The show. Okay.
We're going to be on this Sunday, of course, as we are every Sunday, unless we're bumped.
Because of the Thunderbirds.
Because of the Thunderbirds, which has precedence over personal growth.
That's the truth. Yeah, who cares about personal growth? The Thunderbirds
are
playing.
That's right.
Woohoo.
So now we have, coming up Sunday night, 6 p.m., we have Jody O'Neill from O'Neill's Herbal Apothecary.
Right, the owner.
In Kent, the owner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we're going to talk to her about various herbs that we can use in our bodies to help heal any illnesses or diseases. How herbals can actually help.
Right, absolutely. And we're also going to be having a fun little giveaway that night in honor of O'Neill's Herbal.
That's right. Should we tell the folks what we're giving them?
No, they're going to have to tune in and find out.
Oh,
it's very cool. I've got one.
Yes. I gave one to Lucia for a little side Christmas present there, and she just loves it.
It was my stocking stuffer, and it is so cool.
Yes. So
we'll
gonna
tell
give,
you more on Sunday.
We're going to give three of those away on Sunday.
Are we going to give away three?
Yeah.
Alrighty then.
Three of them to give away on Sunday.
Wow.
And then, of course, we have, she was just featured on Oprah Winfrey not too long ago. She's been on CNN News a few times. Cheryl Richardson.
Oh, yeah.
Author of Stand Up For Your Life.
I just watched her on PBS not too long ago, about a week ago, over at your mom's.
Yeah. So
great, great speaker.
Yeah, so she's going to be here on Sunday night as well, so it's going to be a great show to
tune
in. And
we're going to be giving away books of hers as well.
Three copies. Two copies or three copies? Two copies? Oh, two copies. So you heard it here, folks. Two copies. and then, of course, we have our weekly show, Monday through Friday. We've got some great guests lined up for next week. If you wanted to learn more about us and the guests that are upcoming, just log on to our website at contactradio.info. That's contactradio.info. And from there, you can actually join our email database, where we don't trade, sell, or do anything else but keep the email database to ourselves.
That's right.
So any information you give us is always, always private.
And the information you'll get from this is information on Contact Talk Radio and the guests and how you can utilize that for your own personal growth.
That's right. I just want to say a big hello to Maria McCoy from the Seattle Weekly.
Hi, Maria.
She's Seattle Weekly is a sponsor of ours, and I just want to say hello to Maria McCoy. She's in charge of the women's section.
The bulletin Seattle board in the Seattle Weekly. It's the very back page.
Yep.
Back two pages.
So,
lots
hello,
of great
Maria.
Information.
And a little thing coming up. We've got this Saturday and Sunday, Radical Therapy Workshop with Alan Rowland, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Stonehouse Bookstore. For more information, you can log onto their website at stonehouse.org or visit or call 425-8-5106. And he is the author of The Radical Therapy.
If you're ready for personal empowerment and ready to move through
what
you need to move through, this is the one to go to. I mean, I had to put it down going, I don't know that I'm ready to move on. I like my baggage right this moment.
Yeah, exactly. So So there we have an announcement for, and of course, Radical Forgiveness Ceremony with Brenda Miller, and you can log on to coachingu.org. That's coaching, the letter U.org, for more information. Now, today's guests.
The effervescent
Gary Kraft.
That's right, of Apollo Past Life Training Intensive,
where and Charlene Ackerman on the phone.
Right, Charlene Ackerman. She's one of the faculty of the Training Intensive.
That's right. She's one of the teachers. And basically, Gary, welcome to the program.
And
welcome,
Charlene.
And Charlene.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Oh, wonderful. Gary.
Thank you.
I was just
swallowing. I was just taking a swig of Seattle's best coffee.
So. There you go.
Now, you guys are great.
Let's ask you first off. This is a training course for past life therapy,
right?
To become a therapist. So if you're looking to shift your career or move into another modality to help heal others and yourself, this is the course that you would.
The information that we're trying to get at is mm-hmm. it's an educational program, and it's designed primarily for those who are already practicing psychotherapists, mm-hmm. counselors, hypnotherapists, who want to add past life therapy to their existing skills.
Right.
Or it's even for lay people, as you said,
yeah.
who feel this sense or a calling to do something to help others. It is not a program for those who want to come to get therapy.
Right, mm-hmm. right. And that's very clear. Now, when it comes to past life therapy, past life therapy, not everybody believes in past life therapy. So, I mean, the obvious question is, does it actually work?
I think I heard you ask that or say that statement yesterday on the radio.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm often asked that. Is it real?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. Does it work? Yes, sometimes with miraculous results, but often other things are needed. And I'm sure that Charlene, that I've asked to be on with me today, is one of our faculty. She can quote stories to you about the methodology of past life therapy and the positive outcomes of that, and then other things that may have been needed.
And Charlene's credentials are quite extensive, too.
I will do a brief introduction of
wonderful,
Charlene, and then
wonderful.
I'm going
to... Whoa.
She's afraid.
Let's keep it simple.
Okay. Well, Charlene Ackerman is founder and executive director of the Hypnosis and Health Wellness Center back in Janesville, Wisconsin, in the Chicago area. She received the Instructor of the Year Award from the National Guild of Hypnotists, was the International Instructor of the Year by the International Hypnosis Federation.
Wow.
She currently teaches in Taiwan. She's a faculty member, a permanent faculty member of the Apollo Past Life Therapy Training Intensive. And Charlene, there's lots more, so please.
Yes, Charlene, welcome.
My pleasure indeed. And it truly is an honor to have been invited to speak along with Gary here. Gary and I, it's ironic how we met. It was obviously in the cards that we were supposed to have met. Right, Gary?
Absolutely.
The coincidences, I mean, it is amazing.
Yeah.
Obviously,
we were meant
to work together.
Let me ask the both of you, and either one of you can answer this. It's about past life therapy, and maybe we should let the folks hear what exactly past life therapy is. Maybe a lot of people haven't heard about it before.
Or have a misconception about what it is.
Yeah.
Gary, I'll let you go with that, and then I'll jump in.
Past life therapy, my background is basically in clinical and counseling and neuropsychology.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was a skeptic of this thing called past lives or reincarnation
mm-hmm.
for many years. But the thing is, if you follow a methodology called past life therapy, whether it was real or imagined, there were positive outcomes for the clients that we served when I was working in the and actually accepting clients.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you follow basic methodology, you had certain predictable outcomes with certain benefits, whether it was medical, in other words, the clients would complain of headaches, but there were no objective medical findings for the headaches. So the doctor would say, okay, well, let's go and do a past life therapy methodology and see what happens.
And they would use it as a metaphor instead of an actual...
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But with my own experience in the year 2000, with my own illnesses that I've talked about talk about again, but I want Charlene to share some stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah.
There was some positive outcomes for me. Actual physical healing occurred, but other things were necessary, like physical therapy, change of diet, things of that nature. Things that many of your guests talk about.
Yes. So, Charlene, with some of the outcomes that you have, stories that you have, can you share a few with us?
Well, the one that I started out as a non-believer as well. I wanted nothing to do with past life, and it just sounded a bit hokey to me when I first got into hypnosis, but people would regress to a past life who didn't believe in it themselves. And it's the results that count. The bottom line, it's
right.
Results that count. And I've seen such phenomenal results. I've written an article called Past Lives, Are They Real or Imagined? It doesn't matter. And Sonia Halbeck in the Chicago area came to me, and we did a regression. She had severe asthma as well as cat allergies. In one session, we got rid of both of them. Now, that's 3 or 4 years ago that occurred, where she used to carry the inhalers around, and living in Chicago, she couldn't be outside more than 10 minutes in the winter without having severe asthmatic
Now, how is that, Charlene? You have somebody who goes to a past life into a past life regression, and they experience something to help them no longer have severe asthma. What are some of the things that you find that with something similar to this that provoke an asthma in this life?
If I can share just briefly what she did experience. She went to Africa, 5 years old, fear of tigers, and it was her, at age 5 now, she was old enough to take food out to the workers in the field, and she had this major fear of being attacked by tigers. Sure enough, she was attacked. She could feel the teeth, the blood running into her lungs. So by experiencing that and acknowledging that and receiving the lesson from that experience, the lesson was fear can create danger.
Right.
So what, Charlene?
And simply acknowledging that, becoming aware, she was able to release it.
And that happened in a past life, obviously, and she was able to experience it and be able to release the asthma.
Correct.
And, you know, that to me, in being a practitioner, I would feel that you would want to utilize past life regression as a tool.
Absolutely.
In order, regardless if you believe in past life or not, because there are regressionists out there that are utilizing past life regression, which don't believe in reincarnation. They just utilize it as a tool and a metaphor.
And real or imagined.
There you go.
Right.
It doesn't matter. It's the result. That's what we love, is the result.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and what you guys have kept mentioning, one word keeps coming up over and over and again, and it is the experience. You're following a methodology and experiencing something. Whether it's real, imagined, or a metaphor, you're experiencing something. Now, past life therapy is not the only thing. In fact, for 90% of the clients that I saw when I was in private practice, past life therapy would not have been appropriate. Most of their problems had occurred in this lifetime.
Exactly.
And there were lessons they had to learn. But for me, I feel that if I want to be treated for, if I've got rheumatism or a broken bone, I want to go see a specialist on that.
So right.
I felt that it was so important to specialize in one thing and do it well, rather than be a, what do you call it, a
jack of all trades?
Yes, and a master of none.
Right.
Right. So, I know a few of those.
That's right.
So basically, we've said that regression therapy is, we base it on the premise that understanding the past can help clarify the present and build upon the future. But many people come to us and they have the impression they got to have a problem to come to a past life therapist.
Right.
You know, life is not all about problems. Life is about learning what we can do in the future. What skills, what talents do we have in this life
That's
that we want to maximize and build upon?
So people can bring out old talents from the past and bring them forth into this life? Is that what you're saying?
Right. I mean, I've done traditional talk therapy. And sometimes we joke about it, say psychobabble. But I've done traditional talk therapy for years. And and it's necessary for many people, and mm-hmm. it works. But it isn't always just the only thing. You know, just by experiencing past life therapy, just for mere curiosity, just for fun, some of the benefits that can come from that don't come from the therapist. What I may think and what I may feel about a person's insignificant.
Mm-hmm.
It's the questions and the answers that the person we're working with comes up with themselves. And usually it results in increased soul growth and love of others.
You know, I have to mention this. I took the course. I took the intensive and worked with Charlene and yourself and the other faculty, Mary Lou, Margie, Lucy, Robert, fabulous people. And what a wealth of information. And, you know, for one of my pre-exams, we're going to actually have to go to a quick break really soon, but I want to share this. For one of my exams, the person wanted proof. That this was actually going to happen. And what happened was she went into a life that she said, God, that was just so boring. Man, that was just so boring. Charlene, you were with me on that one. And Charlene turned and looked at me and she goes, well, why would she create a life that was so darn boring? You know, if you had the opportunity. Yeah, you had the opportunity to do anything, be anything that you want to and use your imagination, if it was just from your imagination, why would you pick something so darn boring?
Right.
Yeah. You know, and so there's little lessons in there for people who want proof, but we're not here to prove it to anybody. We're here to say this is another tool to utilize.
You know, for those that believe,
Let's come back. We're going to take a commercial break,
okay.
Gary. And then when we come back, I'd like you to share your story.
Okay.
About your past life
experience.
So this is Cameron.
This is Lucia.
And you're listening to Contact Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
For full-service computer network and multimedia, contact Global Computer at 425-881-3613. You have needs on your PC or Mac. Global Computer can help. Advice on how your network and website will function? That's Kurt. Want to put up that lecture, concert, or teaching seminar on the web? Kurt is the man to do it. For full-service computer networking and multimedia needs, contact Global Computer at 425-881-3613. That's Kurt at 425-881-3613.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Now, we left off, Lucia was sharing her story about having an experience with a client.
Again, this isn't past life regression is not something that we're trying to prove to anybody. This is not something that needs to be proven to an individual because they believe in past
lives.
Yeah,
for those
that
don't believe, no amount of explanation will suffice.
Right.
That's right. But I think that what I wanted to have you do, Gary, was share your experience because it seemed to be a very profound experience.
And
it
you was. Didn't believe.
And I, you didn't believe at the time.
Right. And then I would, and after I finished mine, maybe Charlene could
Absolutely.
Share hers.
Yeah.
Because that's
okay.
one of the, I
okay.
feel that's one of the divine reasons that we're together.
Okay.
You know, but very briefly, in April of 2000, I was diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor, a mass, a lesion, whatever you want to call it, in the left frontal lobe of my brain, which was the size of
football,
at the MRI results.
Baseball.
At least an orange or
right.
baseball size. And it was inoperable. And so I was told basically just follow up with MRIs. They want to do surgery. I said, if it's inoperable, what's the point of doing the surgery?
Yeah.
So, you know, finally the doctors agreed with me. We'll just get your affairs in order, enjoy what time you've got left. And I decided to retire. Moved here from Honolulu, had my business over in a certain part of the town here, and 32 clients, and was doing very well, and I had to transfer the clients out, so I don't want to retire. But then all of a sudden, throughout this, I continued to do the guided imagery, the visualization. That's what we were allowed to say in hospitals. We couldn't say hypnosis. But
Well, that's actually a good point. So so in hospitals, guided imagery could be hypnosis.
But it's just a different term we use. So I used that, and I did past life regressions. And to make a long story short, by using that, and after one of the regressions where I regressed to the life prior to this and this one, and found that I'd had a lot of from my last thoughts and my feelings at the moment of death in that life that I carried into this life, whether that's real or imagined,
right.
the tumor began to shrink. and now there is only scar tissue where the tumor was. And one of the messages that I was getting from the spiritual guides, and go figure, I never believed in all of this,
right.
You know, was that I'm supposed to teach and write. Now, hello, the right side doesn't function.
I'm glad on that one, huh, Gary?
I'm supposed to teach and write. The
got
brain
the message?
Works. I've got the message, but
okay.
the hand doesn't move. And Charlene, please, I told
you. Oh, now, don't say that, because on the radio, mm-hmm. when you say your hand doesn't move, people are going to say, oh, well, your hand moves.
It moves. It just.
But at that time, it didn't.
At that time, it didn't move.
Right.
Yes,
right.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I flapped the microphone and everything. Eric is always saying, watch your hands.
Watch your hands. So if you hear a big bang, that's Gary.
That's Gary.
So go ahead.
And then I, one of my recovery had gone through another friend of mine, Lucy.
It's close.
Which is a faculty
happened
member.
Happened to be a friend of mine as well.
Happened to be a friend of Charlene, and she related the story, and Charlene had a similar experience. And Charlene, would you mind sharing?
I'd love to.
Okay, we got a couple of minutes left, Charlene, so if we can.
So if we have to cut you off, we'll wind it up after
okay.
the break.
Yeah. Okay.
But go ahead.
All right. May 22nd, 1997, I had surgery for a ruptured appendix. It had been 4 days, and they weren't able to diagnose because my white blood cells were normal. Anyway, after the surgery, it was gangrene and peritonitis. I had what I can only refer to as my near-death experience. Every time I started to say, here I have trouble again, near death, it would come out dear.
D-E-A-R, death.
Correct. And I knew I was saying it wrong, but I couldn't help it.
Uh-huh.
The message I got when I nearly died was, the seeds have been planted. Your work will go on. Then I saw my hypnosis students out doing their work. I was more than ready to go. It was so peaceful, so beautiful. But when I stayed, I was very angry. Because I wanted that peace. I wanted to enjoy that peace. I later dreamed, loam soil, plentiful, used freely.
Mm.
I started a diary. I was so angry. And I wrote in there, why am I alive? This was about 7 weeks after the surgery. I woke up in the morning in the middle of the night and said, grandchildren, that's why I'm alive. But I'm also alive to continue this work that I have a tremendous passion for. 2 years later to the date, I'm in Taiwan teaching hypnosis to doctors, counselors. I realized it was the anniversary date of my dear death, and I shared the story with them that the seeds had been planted, then I dreamed loam soil plentiful. Here I am planting seeds in Taiwan in fertile soil, being the minds of the doctors and counselors over there. I love how they respond now when I come back. You have planted many seeds.
Oh,
it
that's
is
so
beautiful.
Nice.
And the seeds are growing into trees. Soon you will have forests in Taiwan. Is that beautiful?
That's beautiful.
I love
very
it. Beautiful.
As
yes.
a result of all these marvelous experiences, I have written a book, Why Am I Alive? And that includes how I ended up in Taiwan and some of the fabulous experiences that had happened. I know now why I am alive. I've got a lot of work to do yet. I
and
also
you've been doing a lot of amazing work here with over in Taiwan and here. So there's so many amazing reasons why.
Gosh, yes.
Now,
and I'm pushing 70, but I'm having a ball.
Oh, you
I
don't look
you.
It.
Now we're going to give away that book, are we not?
Pardon me.
We got a book to give away.
Yeah. Why Am I Alive is the
and
title of the book.
Includes a CD, Program Your Dreams.
Wonderful.
Along with the book.
So for those who are listening who are wanting the book, give us a call, 1-877-649-1112. Again, that's 877-649-1112. And you'll receive a copy of the book, Why Am I Alive? And a CD to Program Your Dreams.
Program Your Dreams. And we'll take the first caller through.
Right.
And hey, listen, folks, don't think that you're not going to be the first caller because you just never know.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
I would like to share just a couple brief stories on past lives that occurred in my classes in Taiwan.
Please.
And then I'd like to turn it back to Gary. One of the doctors over there, we were doing a demonstration, and he regressed back. He's describing his uniform, the buttons, the texture. He was describing the Civil War in Franklin, Tennessee. He gave his name, he gave his position in Franklin, Tennessee. He was shot and killed in that war. Now, in Taiwan, they don't know that much about the Civil War at all. It's incredible that the details that he came up with. I had to come home and find out if there was a Franklin, Tennessee. And
amazing.
There is. It's a very small town, maybe 12,000 people, so it's not something that everyone's aware of. Another doctor was having trouble speaking English, or it was just he knew English, but he had trouble speaking it. In a regression, he went back to a Japan, Germany, where he was very fluent in language, but because of this, it was a wartime, they were torturing him, wanting to get information from him, because he had been an interpreter. So have some incredible stories from Taiwan, particularly. They all
it's amazing because, of course, they're Taiwan, but now they're sharing stories of their visions of what they're seeing in North America. It's amazing. So, I mean, here's another example of how past life regression can actually assist you in your life, in seeing how your life is now and. So it's really a beautiful thing. Now,
it is.
Now, Gary, there's a course coming up that we want to talk about,
right?
Because this is a course that Lucia actually took, the course, and it's right here in Seattle. It's called the Past Life Therapy Training Intensive.
Yes,
And so why don't you tell the folks about this course?
It's a 60-day, 60-hour course. It's designed to meet... It's morning. It's 6 day, 60-hour intensive training course, and we really mean intensive because we were studying like 9 in the morning till later than 9 in the evening every day. It's designed to meet the standards established by the International Board for Regression Therapy in quality, depth, and duration of training for methodology that will produce particular outcomes. We don't do a lot of discussions on theoretical or philosophical assumptions. Those are things that that you will gather over time through doing further studies. We also place a great emphasis on legal, moral, and ethical issues and conducting valid research. The stories that Charlene and I have shared with you this morning are the experiences that many people that do past life therapy have. And they're stories. They're anecdotal. They're not based on the scientific method, which is currently accepted.
Gary, I'm going to interrupt you for a second. We have a caller, and it's actually a student who took the course.
Okay.
Hello, DDA.
Hello.
Hello there.
Bonjour. We've got a party.
We have a party.
Nice reunion here.
Great.
So, DDA, you took the course. And what... came of it for you? How did this affect your life and change your life?
Well, it is a life-changing course. I mean, it's just pretty incredible. There's so much methodology that you learn and also so much practice that you go through that it's really incredible. You go through different lifetimes, and it explains a lot what you're doing in this life. It works with your blueprint, the contracts that you made coming in this life. So it's really, really amazing. Yeah.
So have you been working with people with regression since the program?
Yes, I have. I have done about 6 or 7 regressions.
Oh, fabulous.
So that's been really cool. Yeah. It's been really amazing. Yeah.
Well, you know, actually, DDA, when we were in class together, and he did a regression for me. It was my favorite regression. So he's very good at what he does. He actually regressed Cam as well.
He actually regressed me, and it's nice to talk to you again, DDA.
Yeah, what's his name? Mary Tescondido.
Yeah, Mary.
You were in Chicago in 1957.
I still have to look up that name because I'd still like to find out more about that and find out if there was a...
So he was a really sexy woman in the last life.
I was a farm girl who went to the city. Now, how fun is that? Of course, DDA, you took the course, and this is what Gary was just explaining to the folks, what the course was like. Now, maybe perhaps from a student's perspective, it would be nice to have somebody who actually took the course and you know, what? How do you feel about the course after it was over and GDA?
Well, it was pretty incredible because I think there's different backgrounds in the faculty members, and those experiences were pretty amazing. I mean, Marjorie, Mary Lou, Lucille, Charlene, you know, there was also Robert Tarzan who came.
How has it changed your life?
Well, it's for me, it's just a reaffirmation of what I'm doing in this planet now, and it's a very comforting thing, and it's especially going through some lifetimes where we used to do some kind of healing work, and that's pretty amazing. I mean, I don't want to give my experience, but I mean, there was one which was so close to divinity and the source that we were so like aware of the sacred moments every day. So
I was able to witness that. It was beautiful.
Yes, that it is an amazing process when you go through it and allow yourself to be open to it, and it is life-changing. I know the experiences I had were very much life-changing and very incredibly liberating for this lifetime.
Yeah, and it's so healing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, I've seen Lucia go through some amazing transformations. What I wanted to just mention, though, this next course is actually going to be March 10th to the 15th, correct?
Yes, and we've had many, many people sign up, we've had many, many people call. We haven't had a lot of people that have actually gone through the application process yet, so we've still got some openings.
Gary, DDA, I want to thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Nice to hear from you.
Gary's fabulous. You're fabulous.
Okay.
Au revoir, DDA.
We have another caller with a question. Yes. So, hello, caller, are you there?
Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Wonderful. Hello, what is your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Frida. I'm calling from Seattle.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for calling in. Please say hello to Gary and ask your question.
And
hi,
Charlene.
Gary.
Hi, Frida.
And Charlene.
And Charlene.
Charlene. So I'm originally from New York, and my question was, I had met someone, I'm now 50, but I had met someone in my 20s who I've known for the past 25 years, and we've kind of cycled friendships, relationships. But when we first met, back in the 60s, we were both doing kind of meditation, and we both gone to India. And then about 5 or 6 years ago, and we meditated together. And when we meditated, we actually saw other visual presentations of other people.
Beautiful.
And that kind of gave us inclinations of past lives together. And then I had a past life regression with someone up on Bainbridge Island, and she talked about these other lives that we had, one in India and one in Africa and one somewhere else. But is there any other way of kind of getting confirmation about experiences like that?
You mean like for proof or whatever?
Yeah, or then like how to use that, or how to know about that, about other people that you, because some people you're just attracted to, you know that you've known them or you have an intrinsic knowing about it, but how do you explore that first?
Well, it's just basically the word that we've kept saying over and over and over is just experiencing. When you do the past life regression or the experiencing that you're feeling, whether I call it a positive click or a negative click, because we are human, we are spiritual beings in this human body. Our brains are sort of limited, so it's hard to go out and promote this as a legitimate therapeutic modality if we talk about things prior to this life and things after this life and past and future. So we just keep it on the methodology and the experiences that we have and follow the heart. The heart is the avenue to the...
And also the other aspect of the regression itself too, if you're looking at finding somebody to assist you through another regression for what Gary likes to call mere curiosity, you can go into the regressions with intent and with intent of pulling past talents from other lives, so you can go with the intent of seeing these other individuals. My very first regression that I had, Frida, was one of a lifetime that I was a woman with nothing but women around me, and the person who facilitated the regression for me asked me, look into the eyes of the individuals that you see. Do you see a soul connection? And my best woman friend is my husband Cameron, and my grandmother, I looked into the eyes of my grandmother, and that's my son Jaden. And looking at these at from that perspective, and having somebody facilitate that for you so you can experience it, to ask those questions so you can see that soul recognition if your higher self is wanting you to see those things.
And what Lucia said...
Yeah, that's a different level that I would like to explore.
Well, like Lucia said, the particular methodology that we teach is based on the work of Henry Bolduc, Milton Erickson, and Edgar Cayce, and that's one of the questions we ask is, look around, are they people that you recognize or see
absolutely
in this current lifetime? Charlene, is there anything you'd like to say on that?
So often you do recognize Mm-hmm. And it helps to understand your relationships, whether they are positive or negative.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Some of our relationships in this life are negative, and it going to a past life can help you to understand that there's a healing that needs to occur.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Something you need to learn from those events.
That class that you mentioned would help me to learn how to do that, or people would be able to do facilitation
Again, the primary purpose for this training intensive is for those who are already in the health and the healing professions that want to learn to add this to their skills. Now, also lay people can come, but the primary intent for coming when you fill out the application is that you're wanting to use the training that you get to help others. This is not for... you're not coming for therapy.
Mm-hmm. Now, right. I'm a therapist myself.
Oh, fabulous. Great. Okay.
Yeah, I actually work with older adults, so it'd be real interesting.
Well, when I started out as an intern, I worked in the psychiatric units, beginning with children, adolescents, and then transferred to the geriatrics, so I know. Yes.
Listen, folks, I just want to say, Gary, I want to give out the information because it's important that people know how to get a hold of us.
And Frida, there is a website, too, that you can go to for more information on Gary. So we're going to give out the website, okay?
Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you for calling
Frida.
In.
Thanks for your call, Frida. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Gary, now, first of all, let's give out a website because this is important information here. ApolloIntensive.com.
Yes, www.apollointensive.com. Apollointensive.com.
And now the course is starting March 10th. It goes through to the 15th of this year, and it's going to be at the Holiday Inn. And now there's some things that you need to know about the course. It's 60 hours. It's 6 days.
Right.
Now, after people take the course, what are they qualified for briefly?
Well, again, it's designed for healthcare and healthcare professionals who are already in this business, so they already have the qualifications.
Right.
If a layperson is coming to the course,
a person who doesn't
have any previous mental health background or work like that, then they've got a program here where you're working with 60 hours in what we call an altered state, or you're learning hypnosis.
Yes.
And so you've got the basic foundation and skills that you can go out and help others. And we tell you legally, ethically, morally what you can do there from the spiritual perspective if you're wanting to follow that path.
Right. Let's take a quick break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we're going to give out your phone number and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. My name is Cameron.
I'm Lucia.
And we'll be right back.
Improve your energy, increase blood circulation, refresh and renew your whole body with the Qi Vitalizer Body Stimulator. The Qi Vitalizer assists in increasing metabolism, improving cell oxygenation, and aids in joint flexibility. When our blood is circulating, it is said that our Qi, or life energy, becomes strong, thereby increasing our body's innate ability to heal itself. To learn more on how to begin your healing with the Qi Vitalizer, call Cliff at 360-459-8123. That's 360-459-8123. And feel the glow and alive feeling that everyone's talking about.
This is James Redfield, and you're listening to Contact Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Now, Gary, I want to thank you and Charlene both for being
here
today.
Absolutely, you guys.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's wonderful.
And also congratulations to Melissa from Kirkland. She won the book and CD.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Great, Charlene. Good. So we'll send you our address so you can send it to us so we can send it to her.
Super.
We're sending.
Yeah, because also with the book, she gets an A.C. LaRocco pizza.
Organic pizza.
Organic pizza.
Yeah.
So, now, let's give out your phone number, Gary.
That's 206-525-2919. That isn't an office number. That's a voicemail number with an informational message that will give you instructions. We'll mail out a brochure, and we'll include the cost information in the brochure because we've got some modifications. We'll include in a letter that we've got some modifications on the cost for this training program.
Can they fill this form online?
They must apply prior to registration.
Okay.
And so the instructions are on the website how to apply, or we will put an application in the information package that they request.
Okay.
Right. And again, the website is www.apollointensive.com. Also, I would like to let Charlene put a plug out for her website as well. She has her own website. Charlene?
I do,
What is that?
www.CharleneAckerman.com.
Okay, great.
Great.
Or it could be hypnosistrainingcenter.com either.
Okay. Now, is this something you can do over the phone? Because you actually do sessions with people, right?
Oh, yes.
So,
love it.
Because Gary doesn't do the sessions anymore. He's just strictly teaching the course. But can you do this? Is this something can be done over the phone or not?
It can be.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let's give out your phone number for people.
I do prefer one-on-one. I like to be there to sort of pick up on the energies as well.
Right. Yeah.
But my phone number, 608-757-0716. And I'm not too far from Chicago. Anyone in the Chicago area might
be. There you
right.
go.
Exactly. Because I do. We are live on the Internet, so we do have people listening to us on the Internet. And
sure.
So, you know, Gary, this is a wonderful course.
Oh, absolutely.
6 days, 60 hours. It is an intensive course, but there's so much you can learn. And I didn't get to ask Didier, but obviously Lucia can share with us that briefly, you know, the experience she learned about herself.
Right.
You know, through the course as well.
Yes. I mean, I was in awe of recently having dinner with you guys, and I heard someone ask Lucia a question, and my mouth just dropped open. I says, my gosh, look at the understanding and the depth she's got here and the work she's doing. I mean, it's just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So I would encourage Lucia, I mean, she's on a beautiful spiritual path, and past life therapy is just one tool that I would highly encourage.
Well,
it's so rewarding to be able to witness people make such tremendous changes so quickly. And once the session is over, it's truly just the beginning. You continue to get more insights and information.
Oh, absolutely.
You continue to learn. My first experience was as a beggar back in biblical times.
Oh, I love this, yes.
Oh, and the name came out, Habib, it rolled out. It took me, and I learned so much about love and compassion from Habib
as a
beggar.
The Charlene?
He forgave people who did not give to him. He understood.
Awesome.
And I still learn from Habib.
Awesome.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I learned later that the name Habib in Arabic is love. Means love.
Amazing. So amazing. Charlene, thank you for being here.
Oh,
Gary,
my pleasure.
Thank you for being here.
So thank you for having me. I love you guys.
Again,
love
if you
too.
Guys, if you guys want to, if you want to get a hold of Gary, give him a call at 206-525-2919. That is an information line to give you the information about the course, how to find out about it, apollointensive.com.